Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Most states don't warn residents about forever chemicals found in freshwater fish. Colorado has done some testing with results coming soon. CPR's John Daly reports.
The state health department has tested fish from six lakes for the chemicals, which don't break down quickly in the environment and accumulate in soil, water, fish, and our bodies. State toxicologist Christy Richardson says results from a contractor are expected at the start of next year. If those chemicals are found, people will be warned.
So we tried to give people information about what we would advise in terms of consumption of those fish.
The six spots getting tested are Bar Lake, Chatfield Lake, Corn Lake, Runyon Lake, Gypsum Ponds, and Vega Reservoir.
That's John Daly reporting. Denver had one of the nation's fastest growing economies in 2022, according to new federal data. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Only one large county saw a bigger increase than Denver last year, Travis County, Austin, Texas. This data comes from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and it takes nearly a year to compile. Marcus Schneider is an economics professor at the University of Denver. He says much of the country followed a similar path.
They recovered from the pandemic and then sort of leveled off. And Denver has managed to continue the growth.
Schneider says that Denver's economy benefits from amenities, a large airport, beautiful scenery, and diverse industries. He says the issue for Colorado is that the rural areas are falling behind compared to the city. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.